June is Pride Month, and many towns all across the Green Mountains are holding celebrations. The village of Woodstock recently kicked off their first weekend-long Pride of Woodstock with a high heel race. Racers were encouraged to dress up as they shimmied, sauntered, and ran around the two-block race course. Organizers based the idea on the long-running high heel race in Washington, D.C. Vermont Public's Andrea Lorien visited Woodstock and brought us back this audio postcard.
These are my 7-inch platform shiny silver shoes. Open-toed, of course. So I have on a rainbow foam wig that I got from the Netherlands. And then I have this cute little two-piece outfit and jewels from Amazon. It's sort of a Richard Simmons, Dame Edna-inspired kind of getup. I think this whole event that we're doing that started a couple of days ago is just a wonderful thing, not only for Woodstock, but I think it's a great thing for the state of Vermont and, quite honestly, New England.
Hi, I'm Karen Shea, and I'm from Woodstock, Vermont. We live right here in the village. First off, I'm wearing vintage 1970s platform shoes. In these shoes, I will be sauntering.
My name is Brenda Blakeman. I'm a hairstylist here in Woodstock. I have been here for 38 years, and I'm really excited about today's events. I'm judging hair, so I'm going to be looking at hair, whether it be the color, the style, the uniqueness, and the fun of it. My outfit is a bit glamorous and a bit glitzy, but functional, because as a judge, I need to be prepared for my position.
My name is Andrew Michelson, and I live here in Woodstock, Vermont. I don't care about winning. It's all about just looking good, which I feel good. I look good, so that's all that I care about. I don't need to win.
Do I have a strategy? I don't know if you've ever seen Jurassic World with the girl who has, like, the flare, and she's, like, running away from the T-Rex, and I'm just like, you know, if she can run away from the T-Rex in those heels, I feel like I can do this race.
A couple years ago, I was in a show called She Kills Monsters, and I played Lilith, who is described as a leather-clad dominatrix, and she's like a lesbian demon queen. And I bought these boots off of my director after the show because I loved them so much. I've done stage combat in them. I can run in them, you know?
I'm Finn Farrell. I'm from Woodstock.
I am wearing my track leotard. I got the white TJ Maxx flowery wedges. They're lovely. I'm very excited. I am going to come out for the first 30 to 50 meters at a very fast pace. Then I'm going to see if there's anybody next to me and in front of me, and depending on there, I'll gauge my pace, just like a normal 200.
Welcome to the inaugural Pride of Woodstock High Heel Race. We're so happy you're here. We're about to start the race, so if you could clear to the sides. Running in high heels is tricky enough, so we don't want to add any more obstacles.
Might have been slow.
You know, I said that I was just going to sashay.
Pride is more a recognition of the absolute freedom that every single human being is entitled to, and the absolute dominion over self that everyone should be allowed to have. People should be able to stand on their own for themselves. They should be able to know and fight for what they believe in and who they are. I think everyone deserves that, and I'd like to build that up.
You know, it was just fun being in the race. I will say I'm happy they recognized my shoes because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to walk for a couple of days.